Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
You are through to Adventist World Radio SID Media, and it is indeed time that we're going to be going into our Voice of Prophecy conversation. It is the Faith for Today series that we're currently going through, and we're in lesson number 19 today. Can the majority be wrong? And so we want to understand what is truth that we can establish to then find out where the majority is sitting. You see, during a youth discussion, one young person posed a poignant question: is religion really necessary when it causes so much division? An oxymoron, right? Is religion this something that is given to unite people, to bring people closer together, yet it is being the cause of so much division in recent history? This could be in part because truth, by its very nature, is exclusive, right? You can't have two opposing views both be right. So we're going to be asking the question today: what is truth? And Mom Jessica Zembe joins us now on the line to guide us through this very important discussion. Good morning, Mama, and welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My real name is Jessina.
Oh, Jessina. Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate your time as we go through this study together. Thank you so much once again for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm also excited to be involved in God's Word.
Amen.
And I'm happy for the question that you are asking me: what is truth?
Yes,
because
indeed.
Many people, they really say truth is relative. Mm. But today we would like to know what is truth.
Yeah.
And according to the Bible, we should the best thing that we are supposed to learn about truth is to know about it from the Bible.
Okay.
Because we know from John 17, verse 17, it says the word, "Thy word is truth." Mm. So according to this verse, the word of God is our only source of truth. God's holy book is to be a yardstick for measuring the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We use our Bible. And when you look at the Bible, it's every church is using a Bible. There's no Bible for Roman Catholics, for Anglicans, for any church. The Bible is the same.
Mm.
And any human being here on earth can find the truth from the Bible, which is being used by every Christian.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is true. And I like how, you know, the scripture that you just gave us quotes exactly verbatim the answer to what truth is. Sanctify them through your word. Your word is truth. But then people then speak, especially coming now to the lesson that we're going to be covering, can the majority be wrong? The lesson touches how most Christians would find it proper to find it logical to have Sunday worship in commemoration of the resurrection of Christ. Talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah, it's true that many people are confused on that one.
Mm.
Because some think that that church where the majority, the view of the majority,
mm-hmm.
can become truth.
Mm-hmm.
And on the basis of majority. And even if we can look at ourselves, we cannot choose a denomination because there are many people in that church. Then we go and we worship in that church.
Okay.
And also, many people also believe that anything with a minority cannot be a truth.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to know truth as truth, naked truth.
Mm.
That is our worry today.
Yeah.
Because we have seen that even Noah was having a small minority from the Bible. But he was right as he was listening to God. Even Abraham also had a small minority. But in the end, we need to know the truth as it is from our book, the Bible.
Yeah.
So many people can be lost on that one.
And I like how you're bringing across this defying what logic is all about, right? To say, actually, no, it doesn't stem on the majority. Truth is not about opinion. Truth is truth independent of opinion. Arguments then are made to say, okay, fine. So perhaps it's not about numbers like you're pointing out. But is how sure are we that the calendar is the same? Surely the calendar has changed over the years, your Gregorian, your Julian's, your whatever, your Jewish calendars. How do we address then to say, no, the worship day is still the same worship day? Hasn't the calendar changed over years?
Yeah, hey, many people adjusted the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, this calendar is being adjusted by people, and people have made the calendar. The earthly people have made a calendar. So we have seen other people like the Gregorian calendar was also changed. And on October 4, it fell on Thursday, and then the next day was a Friday. But it was dated October 15 instead of October 5. Those are some of the mistakes that can happen.
Yeah.
Mm. But according to this calendar, there are some people who have made observations that sometime has been lost. For example, there was someone who was called Professor Shapley.
Mm-hmm.
He lost some 1,000 years were lost there on that calendar. So according to Reverend William Mead Jones, the identity of the week is well described by him in 1886. He describes this, showing that the unchanged order of the days and the true position of the Sabbath is proved by the combined testimony of ancient and modern languages. On this chart, he has given us the names of the days of the week in 160 languages. And then we find that according to Harmonious Testimony of History, the languages can set any question of fact. The days of the week, Sunday to Saturday, are alike in all civilized nations in the world today.
Okay.
All over the world, there's an absolute uniformity in the recognition of several days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So I've also seen that some calendars are now beginning with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
People are making it with an agenda behind their thought to confuse the day, the Sabbath day. So, but we must always stick to our Bible. Yeah.
And I like how you're pointing out, especially regarding this change of calendars, to say what has changed might be the dates, but the days have always retained. So like you gave an example how the one day was October the 4th, a Thursday. The next day was not a Saturday or a Tuesday, October the 15th. It was still Friday, October the 15th. So they changed the dates, but the days remained the same. We've always retained the Monday has always been the Monday, and the Sunday always been the Sunday. And like you're saying, the Saturday has always been the Saturday. It hasn't changed over time. So this idea of changing calendars has not affected the seven-day cycle of the week. And I think that's quite profound indeed. Talk to us then about, fine, you've addressed how we still should keep the day, whether the majority or a minority is doing the right thing, that's irrelevant to truth. You've addressed how it's not about the change of calendar. The day remains the day. The date might change, but the day remains the day. The seventh day is the seventh day as God created it. But then let's look at Paul. Paul then comes through and he speaks in Hebrews and he says, actually, it's about today. Today, when you hear the voice of the Lord, do not harden your heart. Talk to us about, isn't a day as good a day and as any? I mean, he speaks about how others esteem other days and others are looking at all days alike. Is there no merit in that to say, actually, no, maybe the seventh day Sabbath is not as important. All days are alike.
Oh, all days are alike. You can choose any day. Yeah, I've met several people also, even my relatives, saying their Sabbath is on a Thursday. They can change, and any day is alike. I've heard it also.
Yeah.
And when you look at Jesus himself, he did not keep every day.
Okay.
He was a carpenter, and he worked for 6 days a week in making a living. And if a sinless Savior and Adam before his fall, were given one day in seven, not only for the rest of the world from work and refrain from business and pleasure, himself, Jesus, but also for spiritual refreshing.
Okay.
He didn't just take any day as himself. And every follower of God needs to recognize one specific day in seven as belonging to God. Mm-hmm. And God designates the seventh day. One who appropriates that day for his own pursuits of business or pleasures is robbing the Creator of holy time and trembling underfoot the sacred sign of Jesus, Jesus' creatorship of earth, as well as the sign of sanctification. And remember, it is impossible to keep every day, for God has made only one day holy. Because if you keep every day, how are you going to do all your jobs?
Because on a holy day, you can't go to work, right? It's a holy day. You must stop working on the day. I hear you. Quite a tongue-in-cheek approach, and I like how you're bringing it across to say, actually, no, it doesn't work that way. We can only keep the day that God has said to be holy as holy. And I think that's part we also forget, to think that we can make days holy. To say, no, I choose my holy day to be Friday. You can't make the day holy. Only God can. That's why he says, remember to keep it that way. Thank you so much, Mama. Mama, thank you so much for the lesson. I think that's quite a profound way to begin our study, understanding what truth is. And you've shown us from God's scripture to say, this is what the truth is. How would you wrap up today's study, your closing remarks for this lesson?
For this lesson, I would like to wrap it by saying that, by reminding each other that there was actually a human being who decided to change the day of worship. It was Constantine. It was Constantine during when Rome was in power. He was the Roman ruler. So he changed that day and he passed a decree saying that everybody should start keeping Sunday, you see, because himself he was a pagan. So if we check in history, in the encyclopedia or even on Google, everything is written so clearly that Constantine changed the date in 321 AD. So many people have not been aware of that Constantine changed the date. And people have changed it to confuse people and to confuse people of not knowing the truth. So I still feel that people must find the truth for themselves. That's what I also did when I learned the truth. I went to my library. It was many years ago that I went in the early 90s. I went to the library and searched and found out that is true. And I'm also telling people that it's there on our Google. You can check when is the Sabbath day, who changed it, and you're going to see that it was a human being.
It was.
So we must continue to build on to it. See, history is confirming the truth. We can join what is written in the book, and we also get it together with history and see the truth. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mama. Appreciate your time and your counsel. What a lesson to introduce the subject. Can the majority be wrong? I think the answer is an emphatic yes, they can. Thank you so much. Until we chat again tomorrow, may God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the wonderful time. I pray that we all have a happy and wonderful day. Thank you and bye-bye.
Amen.
Do you want to take part in a Bible study that can help you understand the Bible better? Tune in to Glorious Morning every Thursday and Friday at 7:20 a.m. and on Maranatha Drive every Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. for an interactive Bible study. Through these studies, you can find answers for facing the issues and challenges you deal with every day. You can also find these studies on www.voiceofprophecy.com.